If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mount Tom's boys leading Nelton 28-21, playing very well at the moment. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Tom girls basketball coach Dell Laird. And Dell, I know it wasn't the result you wanted, 59-50 loss to Nelton, but it was a game that you against this very good Lady Raiders team. You fought back, and, boy, you kept it interesting.
Well, they're very, very talented, and, you know, you don't want to lose. I mean, you never want to lose, but there's not very many teams in our conference, in the state, that can just hang in there like that with those guys. And,
yeah,
you know, the thing for me is, you know, I think Coach Smith from Nettleton probably say the same thing about his group, but, you know, we had just a small margin of the difference between winning and losing that game, you know, and I'm proud of our kids. You got to give Nettleton some credit for some of the mistakes that we made with their athleticism and just how good they are and how strong and long they are. And, you know, in the locker room, our kids are playing well right now. We've got all 12 kids that are a major contributor to this team in some shape, form, or fashion. They keep doing what they're doing. They keep getting each other's back. They stay away from, you know, any kind of negativity or stupidity, and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're focused, and, you know, I'm excited to head down to Searcy Tuesday and watch them play again. There is just so much fun watching them play.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, as much credit as I do want to give Nelton, one thing that did stick out to me was that they made a lot of mistakes, too, and you guys were kind of able to capitalize them, cut the margin down to two at one point in the second half.
Well, you know, the thing about Nettleton is they run so many quick hits that you can't go into the game and say, okay, they're going to run this, this, and this, and then memorize three offenses. You know, some teams in our league, you can do that, and that's a big, big advantage to our kids. Against Nettleton, you can kind of show them some different things that they're looking for, different entries and what they want to do on baseline out-of-bounds plays, but it comes down to being able to guard and block out, you know, and you got to guard more tendencies with them. And there were several times tonight that I thought players on both ends just made big plays, basketball plays. I thought Alana Eaton hit some huge shots for them. And then I thought that we had some kids that just stepped up and hit big shots. And, several of our kids.
Yeah.
And I like the way we're playing right now. And, you know, that's a film that our kids will learn from. They'll learn from that film, and they'll get better because of it. And I'm, like I said, I'm excited about the next one.
Well, let's talk about the next one real quick. I mean, this is a Searcy team that – is really seeing share of struggles this year. One thing, they're learning a new system under Kim Sitzman, but you never want to overlook these guys, especially on their home floor, because they always seem to play Mountain Home tough.
You can't overlook them. I mean, you nailed it when you said that they're, you know, trying to start a new system there, and Coach Sitzman does a great job, and she will use every bit of emotion that she can use, which she should. Mm-hmm. You know, that'll be they've got some seniors that are good players, and that'll be their last game of their career because they're not going to the playoffs,
right?
You know, so that could be the one thing they could hang their hat on is keeping us from getting in. And they will be playing with motivation. They'll be playing hard. It'll be senior night for them. And I know how hard they've worked with her, and I know what her message has been to them. We talk a lot, and I know that those kids at Searcy will be ready to play. Our kids will have to go down there, and they'll have to approach it just like they're playing Nettleton or Jonesboro or Paragould or Marion or West Memphis or Greene County Tech. I mean, they're going to have to play. And you can't, you know, nobody's going to give you anything in this league. You have to earn it, and you will, you know, get what you earn. And we'll have to go down there, and we will have to play well to beat Searcy at Searcy.
No question about it. Well, Dell, thanks for joining us, and good luck on Tuesday.
Awesome. I hope that at halftime in the boys' game that we're talking about a W and that these girls are being rewarded with a trip to the state tournament. If they win Tuesday night, they're going to go.
Absolutely. Dell, thanks so much.
Thank you, Matt.
That was Mount Home girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. We'll come back in just a moment and check our halftime numbers, our score at the break. Mountain Home leading in Nettleton 28-21. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Class Kids 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Mount Holmes boys leading Nettleton at the break is 28-21. Taking a look at the numbers for both teams. Right now, Mount Holmes being led in the scoring column by Colton Peters with 8 points. 6 on the night so far for Wyatt Gilbert, 5 for Luke Cruz and for Talon Benton each, and 4 for Matt Jones. Nettleton, 4 players in the scoring column. Kevin Fulton leading the way with 8 points, 7 for Cortez Hamilton, and 3 each for Marion McFadden and Jarquavius Kane. So far, 1 tie in this game and 4 lead changes. Nettleton right now with 6 turnovers. Mount Home with just half of that, 3 turnovers for them. So right now, Bombers doing a much better job of taking care of the ball. And if that trend continues, they might be able to get this W here on the Sweetheart Roll tonight. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back at the second half start in just a moment. Our score at the break. Mountain Home leading Nettleton 28-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.